Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shade Smith.
Oh, saucy.
And you're listening to the podcast.
What the fuck? What's up with these beers?
Making conspiracies fun again. Spilling beer everywhere.
These beers
suck. It's the Patreon show. And we're talking about the improbable Roy Sullivan today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very excited. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to have the, I love doing these episodes.
Yeah.
I always look forward to them. We've got some new people joining us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks to all the new patrons. You've been joining us a lot this month, which is awesome, helping us afford our studio space. And we are now available on Spotify Premium.
Cool.
So if you prefer to not pay for Patreon and you just want to go Spotify, well, you can do that. So join us there if you prefer. But if you quit Patreon, definitely join Spotify Premium. It would be real bad if you quit one and didn't join the other.
Yeah, that's just
not allowed.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do it. Also, you know, word of mouth, you guys have been with us for a long time. So word of mouth, let your friends know about this pod. I think we've done some really great episodes lately. Feel free to share them. And if you, you know, hop on the Discord, hit us up. We're available. If you want to chat, we're there.
Shane's available.
Yeah, I'm the only one that does social media, Discord.
I'm pretty bad at it. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like the notifications come in a really relevant time. Like,
oh yeah, usually yeah.
Like I see it and then I click on it and then like a whole discussion's happened and I'm like, hey guys, Zuko here.
First of all, we have nobody named Zuko. That's a Patreon.
That's an Avatar reference.
Avatar too?
No. I'm talking Avatar: The Last Airbender. Like
that. God damn it! They need to stop naming shit after other shit.
No, the Avatar The Last Airbender was first.
No, I know.
I will fucking fight over this.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm not denying that. Hey, I'm just saying here. James Cameron's a hack.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
Yeah.
He did do a Terminator movie.
One?
No, he's back in the Terminator series.
Oh, he is. Oh, Terminator 2. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Brent's here. Just fucking bring Brent in. Brent wants to talk.
He also did Aliens.
Yes. Like, oh, yeah. No, I'm not.
Terminator 1 and 2, and he did Aliens.
Yeah, but also, guess what? Aliens was a name before he...
Avatar is just a word in the dictionary. Like, what do
you think Terminator was a word before James
Cameron? That's what I'm saying. He comes up... Yeah, he keeps using other words.
This guy's just a Roger's thesaurus.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Brent Blakeney, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks. I opened it before. Like, right, I forgot. I had to do it.
Oh, it's fine. We got the sound effect.
Brent Blakeney, good friend of the pod, local comic who we love. It's good to have you here.
Good to be here, man. Good to be back for my second Patreon episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And first one was on dreams.
Yeah, dude. It was.
I've had great... How are your dreams lately?
Oh, I just got on Wellbutrin.
Oh.
Dude, those get... I'm having trouble telling the difference.
Oh, really?
Wow. They're so vivid.
You're not here right now.
I want this experience.
I really hope I'm here. Because if I wake up and I'm like, I got to do today God and then go do this podcast, I'll be like, I'm not.
My dreams have been real crazy lately.
Yeah, mine,
I stopped smoking weed for a while.
I think it's something's in retrograde.
Yeah, something.
Like my dick.
Yeah, it might be in your butt. Yeah. I had a dream. I've never had a dream like this. I had a dream where these frog creatures came out of a pond and they just went, milk! And they only wanted milk to drink. This was last night. I'm like, what the fuck is this dream?
I haven't smoked weed in a while, but I did start doing fentanyl. And
what the hell?
I apologized to someone from my past in a dream. Very vivid apology.
Oh, yeah?
But it's someone who I'm like, wait, they should apologize to me. Like, what is going on
here? That's your ego talking.
Yeah, that's true.
Your ego doesn't talk in your dreams.
Well, I am excited that Brent's here.
Me too.
Brent.
Thank you guys.
Social media. He is 6'7", all spelled out.
6'7" comedy, all spelled out.
And it's good to have you here because for this topic today, you know, it's going to be interesting to have your take on it being someone who's tall.
Oh. We had plenty of other short comics lined up, and we said no to all of them
because each year, about 40 million lightning strikes hit the ground in the United States. In the United States. Let me be clear about that.
Technically, they go up, but that's fine.
Well, right. But a ground strike is a
quantum entanglement.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So 40 million strikes hit.
Wait, do they really go up?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ground reaches up and grabs the static electricity out of
Thor shit.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that?
I know that.
Yep.
Oh. What's the closest you've been at 6'7" to dying from a lightning strike?
Ooh. I think when there was a house when I was a kid that was, I mean, it was in a neighborhood, so it's hard to say blocks, but I want to say within two blocks, a lightning bolt hit a tree and fell on the other house.
Oh, wow.
Like two blocks?
Two blocks away.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there was
Do you feel it?
Yeah. I mean, you, like the, yeah. Like, I mean, it was probably the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, it, I mean, everyone in the house, like, you visit, like, it's, it was so startling. Because it was like the lightning, you know, like lightning and thunder, and you kind of judge it. But when the lightning and the thunder hit at the same time,
yeah, it's one. Terrifying.
I mean, everybody jumped. I mean, that was probably the closest lightning experience.
Yeah,
I've ever had.
Okay, I'm gonna mention three. I've had a bunch.
I asked for one.
I'm giving you fucking three. Okay. Oh, here you go. I was driving down Lead Mine Road. Lightning struck a tree, and then the tree fell on the road in front of me. That's one.
Did you feel the tree though?
I didn't feel the tree.
I mean, did you feel a strike of the tree?
No. Okay. You want me to feel some stuff? Here, next one.
Wait, are we going furthest to closest?
No.
I think it's
I have no plan at all.
Okay. That one sounded pretty close.
Okay. Furthest.
That's a really good point. When someone says three things, you expect them to be in some order.
Rule but if you're like, no,
I fucking killed a man with a lightning bolt, but I was the third guy. I know how stories work.
Okay, the furthest was we were on Bryce Canyon, the rim of Bryce Canyon, and there was a lightning storm, and our hair was tingling, and we were running to get off the fucking top.
What was it? I heard the word heroin somehow.
No, hair was tingling. My scalp. I don't have hair.
Hair is tingling, and I heard heroin was kicking in.
No. Yeah, I was fucked up. No, we were running to get off the mountain because there's a lightning storm. So that was the furthest.
That's the worst.
No. Then there's the tree. And then the worst, I was driving down the street. Lightning struck a telephone pole, and the wire went above my car. And you know how I'm Back to the Future when you see the electricity go across the wire?
Yeah.
It did that over my car. 40. And my fucking brain felt crazy. I was on the phone with my wife, and I was like, this is, like, it felt like I had hair touching the roof of my car, and I felt weird for, like, 2 hours afterwards.
What year was this?
2 years ago.
You felt like you had hair?
Yeah. That's how crazy lightning is.
He hasn't had hair since I've known him.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
In about 10 years.
Yeah. I still have hair dreams. Yeah. I dream about hair.
Man.
I do. It's sad. I have a convertible in my dreams.
It's that frog people come out.
Yeah. Meow. Tell me
I should have hair.
I went.
What was yours?
Yeah.
I went to Sedona, Arizona with two really good friends. And we hiked up to a really famous swimming hole called I think it's called the Wet Beaver Crack. It's something like really. Christ.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
I'm looking up Wet Beaver Sedona in private mode.
Yes.
and not hitting images.
And it was great. It's like, you know, like it's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Wet Beaver, the crack at Wet Beaver Creek.
The crack at Wet Beaver.
Yeah, what a name.
Whatever. So we were hiking back.
That right.
Yeah, you got it. So we were hiking. We were coming back to our car. It's like a 2 or 3 mile hike to this place. And so we're coming back. Storm's coming in. It's like Arizona. You know what I mean? Like, it's like open desert and the storm's coming. You're like, oh, fuck.
You can see it.
We're like hurrying.
So pretty.
It's getting bad. It's getting really bad. And we're all kind of at this point kind of jogging. We had had some drinks and some drugs.
Heroin.
And and something, a strike hit really fucking close. My buddy who lives there was like, we just don't want to be the highest point.
Mm.
And then like, we looked around and I was like, fuck, we're the highest point.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, guys, and I pointed at my arm and all my hairs were sticking up.
Oh, you're about to get fucking struck.
I was like, about to get fucking struck. So I just started running. And when I say, like when you said crash to flash, was it like the ground shook and like, I didn't stop running until I hit the fucking car.
It was you ran towards a metal object.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Rubber tires.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be.
Yeah, we did run by a woman and me and my friend Eric, and she was like, "If you don't see me in a few minutes, come looking for me."
Oh
and
no! We're like,
We're like, no, like, what?
Yeah. Can she not run? Herself.
I mean, she had a dog and a kid, and we were just like, it was terrifying.
It is terrifying. Yeah. When it's impending, you're like, this could be a thing. Yeah, this could be it.
Well, of the 40 million lightning strikes that hit the ground in the U.S., a very small percentage hit people. Mm-hmm. A very small percentage. Mm-hmm. And 90% of those people survive.
Oh, that's really comforting.
Which is another way of saying that, like, now there's two kinds of lightning strikes. One is an indirect.
Yes.
Which something near you gets struck and you get some of it. Then there's a direct strike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, in between 2006 and 2021, there were only 444 fatal lightning strikes in the United States.
Okay.
All direct?
No, but most of them
were. Like a pacemaker or something? Kinda.
Yeah, pacemaker. Yeah, something will. Now, of those deaths, mm-hmm. right, which again, very, very rare, mm-hmm. Men overwhelmingly likely to be the victims of a deadly lightning
really?
Strike.
Really? Are they erect at the time?
Most.
Most, yeah.
No, it's interesting.
I mean,
that
standing
it's
their
interesting
feet.
Because it sounds like men are bragging.
Right.
And it were like, where's the equity in this? But no, but it's actually like.
Yeah, that's what we worry about. Yeah, no, there's no women marching for lightning strikes.
We want to be killed.
I was going to say that's how much the universe hates straight white males.
Exactly.
Even lightning is just.
We are. Why do you think we're in a basement right now?
It is a straight white male. No, I mean, not always. I don't know about their sexuality. It's largely a white male thing. It's overwhelmingly in the southeastern United States.
Okay. Bible Belt stuff.
Bible Belt, yeah. And
of
it's,
course.
Yeah. And
hell, that ain't nothing. That's a,
man,
should have been here in 94.
A white guy. It is a white guy that's not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah, yeah.
It's just like, we go into the wet, crack beaver and swimming, man. I don't care about no goddamn storm.
Yeah.
But it's also because certain people, white guys, like to go right out on next. Lakes and go fishing, yeah, for example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a bad place to be during a lightning storm.
Yeah.
And yeah. Fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's yeah.
Metal poles and water. And
you're just like, you're on a lake. You're the highest point potentially on a lake.
Yeah.
Also, farmers, highly likely to get struck.
Okay.
Well, no, that's not true. But the number, when you talk about this 444, like a lot of them are farmers,
Trades people that have to be outside for their job or their occupation.
I don't know. You know what? I don't think it's guys that like climb towers and stuff. Those people have like occupational standards, which say like, if there's lightning within X number of miles, you get down.
Right.
It's like a lifeguard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But like a fisherman's like, ain't gonna pass on over. Just keep on fishing.
That's right. If the lightning strikes the water, the fish will float to the top.
I like this. I like this because I think that, again, I'm not trying to tread on your bit. If you haven't seen Brent.
Hang on. Go on.
Brent has a fantastic bit about dialects, and that's great. My problem with Southern dialects is that there's just one. It's just that.
Yeah.
Is that one? Hey, man, you got the.
There are several.
There's several. There's the high pitch one. There's the low pitch one.
There's a comic. God, he's out of Greenville. What's his name? He's been doing videos recently.
Matt Damron.
He speaks just like Steve from Polvo, the dude that owned Kings.
Kings.
They have the exact
yeah.
same fucking voice.
Yeah.
They must be from the same region of North Carolina.
Or they're just entangled.
Yeah, they might be entangled. Call forward.
Yeah. I loved Polvo.
Polvo's great.
Average age, one guess. What do you think the average age of a deadly lightning strike?
44.
42.
What a great, you guys are smart guys. 37.
Oh.
Really?
I thought it would be way younger.
They have 40 people in their 40s can't run as fast.
40.
No, but I was thinking,
who's outrunning lightning?
The young kids.
No, they're
apparently you.
I was 48, 46. I don't know. It was recent.
Oh, it was. Okay.
No, but I would say, like, I would say that if you're talking about the southeastern United States, like once you hit your 40s, you're like, I ain't scared. I've lived my life. Yeah. I ain't scared of shit.
Yeah, this world's changed. Yeah. I ain't the only one. Lord, Biden. Take me now. Biden.
Yeah. Take me now. Biden's president.
But it's like I almost more associate it with the fact that, like, man, I've seen, I hate we're doing this voice.
God, yeah.
But like, I've seen lightning storms my whole life, man. And like,
there is something about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is something about being through one where, because I've been, and like the one in Arizona was by far the closest I've ever come. Mm-hmm. But I've been through other ones that were bad, where like, now I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well, it's like
I don't
want to
be out in it.
It's like a hurricane. It's I've been through several of them. It's always like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to stay in my house. It's never been that bad. And then the one that's bad gets him.
The ones that scare me are the ones where I didn't expect this.
Yes. It comes up. No rain.
And I'm like in a field with a, like carrying a metal tower or something. Which happens.
You do that a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
I've been really getting into carrying towers in fields.
I decided to cross dress and wear big hoop earrings.
He's
and
a shortwave radio guy.
Okay. So what do you, one guess, what do you think the odds of being struck by lightning are in your life? Not necessarily fatal.
I bet it's worse than the lottery.
Better means more likely to happen.
I say better.
Oh, I say worse.
In your lifetime?
Yeah.
I think you have more of a chance of getting struck by lightning than you do of winning the lottery.
Why am I playing the lottery?
You're not going to. Nobody's going to.
It's like a 1 in 300 million
chance of winning the lottery.
God damn it. It's a waste of my money.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but also if you don't play, you can't win. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't buy a ticket.
That's what I'm saying.
If you don't dance to the field holding up a goddamn clothes hanger, you ain't got no chance.
You can't get struck by lightning if you're not in a boat, is what they say.
It's 1 in 960,000, so 1 in a million.
I'm so glad you threw 1,000 on the end of that. The way you said it, you were like 1 in 960,000.
Man, this is a crazy story. I went to Puerto Rico with an ex-girlfriend years ago, and we ended up renting a car and driving around the island, and we're coming back into San Juan. And like, as I'm reading it, like, this is like 1990, let's say six. Mm-hmm. And it's like, San Juan is the carjacking capital of the world. It's like, everything I'm reading is getting worse and worse, right? So I'm just like, oh God, we got to be real careful. So my ex-girlfriend starts freaking out. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, Shelly, it's not a big deal. It's like a 1 in 687 chance of being carjacked. I was like, here, pick a number between 1 and 687. And in my head, I was like 64. And she was like 64. And
oh,
I was like,
shit.
Oh, fuck. She's like, I picked your number. I was like, fuck.
That's amazing.
That's the worst fucking thing I've ever done. Okay. 1 in 960,000.
You should mark that. That's a funny bit.
Yeah.
You should figure that out on stage.
I'll double that one. Yeah.
Odds of it happening twice. So what are the odds of you getting struck by lightning and then getting struck a second time? If one is, let's just say 1 million.
Still less than the lottery?
Yes.
God damn it.
1 in 2.5 million.
That's a really good guess.
I'm going to say 1.7 because last time we were over.
Ooh. Well, that seems like
Man, I don't like how you just logic me out of that.
Doesn't mean I'm right.
You just fucking price of righted you.
$1.
$1. 1 in 9 million. I don't know who's coming up with these things, by the way.
How do you figure that out?
I do know because I took the statistics from the Center for Disease Control, and somehow.
It is a public health nuisance for sure.
Okay, what about the odds of being struck 7 times?
Oh, man.
Better than the lottery still?
Not even.
No. Are we in the billions yet?
Not beyond billions.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
1 in 70 trillion.
Are we past trillions at this point?
$1.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
70 trillion and one.
And one. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just know it can't be a lot. I mean, it can't be. I mean, no, wait. I mean, it can't be. I mean, it's got to be a lot. We are on our a lot of drinks right now. It's fine. I can count the number of drinks.
I'll tell you, it's 1 in 10 octillion.
Holy shit.
An octillion has 27 zeros. So a 10 octillion is a 1 with 28 zeros after it.
How much is a Google?
A million zeros.
Oh, it's only...
Yeah, it's only just a two O's. Yeah. Two. Yeah. That logo sucks.
Yeah, we got two O's.
Yeah.
It should be. One with 28 zeros after.
Wow.
That's what it is.
I want to say like 10 to the something power, but I don't
10
know.
To the 28th power.
28th power.
Yeah. Okay, that's better because I was like zero plus zero is zero.
which is another way of, I think it's another way of saying like it can't.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It's impossible. Right? Like it's improbable. It's so improbable that it's impossible. Mm-hmm. However, that's exactly what happened to the improbable Roy Sullivan.
Oh, man.
A North Carolina native.
Oh, cool.
Shit.
That's fun.
Yeah. And he passed away nearly 40 years ago, September 28th. So September 28th was his date of death. His first documented lightning strike was 1942. He was hiding. Let me give you a little background.
Yeah.
He was a park ranger in Shenandoah National Park in the 40s. He was hanging out. His first one was a newly built fire tower. He said it was struck 7 to 8 times. Fire was jumping all over the place. And then he ran out of the burning tower just before being struck by lightning a few times.
Holy shit.
It burned a half-inch strip along his right leg, hit his toe, and left a hole in his shoe. So that's like kind of where the ground strike comes up, and they kind of meet, and that's just went through, and that was his first documented strike, meaning he went back to his national park supervisor and was like, I struck by lightning.
Damn.
And
what were fire towers? Are they made out of the same material back then as they are now?
Metal?
I think metal and wood. Yeah. The radical 40.
Yeah, it's weird that he got struck there.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. Like a fire tower is like you would send someone up in a fire tower to be like, let me know if a forest fire breaks out. Yeah. And you're like, you're sending me to the highest point.
Yeah. And it's going to cause a fire because it's going to strike that point. It seems like a fire attractor.
Right. Yeah. That's what a fire tower is.
Yeah. Okay.
He was hit again in July 1969.
Okay.
Driving on a mountain road.
17 years later?
Yes.
27 years later.
27 years 27. Later. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's long enough to get over it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I just I've looked up a couple of things while we've been talking.
Oh, yeah.
About Roy Sullivan?
No, about, the odds of you being born the person you are is 1 in 400 trillion, which is half of whatever you said.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, an octillion.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Right. Yeah. Odds of you being born who
like
you are?
Like the DNA
of
the sperm to the egg. And being the person you are versus like all the other data that could happen is 1 in 400 trillion.
Okay.
It's a kind of an ambiguous number, but that's what they say. But also, real quick, lightning rod technology has been used for over 200 years.
Oh.
So you're not putting lightning rods on these fire? Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry. So the first one's kind of on him.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah. Like, should we install this wire?
I am going to victim blame.
Yeah.
Well, in the 1969 strike, he was in a car, which is weird because the car usually acts as what people call a Faraday cage.
Yeah.
If you don't know the experiments of Michael Faraday, who's
a guy on Lost.
Yeah, he is.
No, it was Daniel Faraday.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was named for
Michael. Sure.
Shook, electricity through shining foil. But it's like basically like it kind of wrapped the cage and kind of dispersed.
Yeah,
I like how you just threw out that like amazing science fact like it was something. Like he shook lightning through foil. Anyway, that's really interesting. Yeah.
No, it's
we don't focus on real science, right? Okay, like we get to the fun stuff. Okay,
yeah, the lightning strike did burn off his eyebrows and eyelashes
in the car.
Oh, in the car,
so he looked like Di Antwood. What was it? Di Antwood. What are these? What are they called? God damn it!
But then he went back again to a superintendent. This is where I'm like, maybe he was a cross-dresser.
Oh.
Maybe he had something going on where he like, why are your eyebrows gone?
Oh,
like,
right.
Oh,
struck by lightning.
Definitely wasn't doing a drag show in Charlottesville. I was.
These are so many call forwards.
I don't know. It just seems weird to me that like the only. No, it doesn't seem weird to me. High electricity. Like you guys have always seen someone that like lit a propane stove and like fire. Just these things go quick.
Yeah, they do. They're like. What's the steel wool of their face?
You ever put like a lighter to a new pair of socks?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, why did I do that? I need socks.
Just bought these socks.
My brother and I went out to visit my dad. He lived in California. We went to a national park, I think Yosemite, and my brother was trying to get the propane stove going, and he kind of was looking down, and all of a sudden, he looked up, and he was like, oh. And his eyebrows were singed, and he was like this, and it all came off.
Oh, no.
And we were like, dude, your eyebrow just came off. And then he left that one. So the rest of the time in California, I called him singe brow.
He looked quizzical the whole time.
I would have bought a fake mustache and put it on.
In 1970, Sullivan was standing outside of his yard working. One year later.
Crazy. Okay.
Transformer hit by lightning. Lightning jumped into his shoulder.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you can count that one.
Yeah. that's a gimme.
Yeah, it was back
that's a mulligan. God calls him.
Okay. In 1972, he was inside a ranger station in Shenandoah National Park. Lightning struck. It set his hair on fire. He rushed to the restroom, but could not fit under the water tap. I don't know why he went under the...
Why would you not go...
Straight for the toilet.
Yeah.
Why would you go on the toilet?
No, you put your head in the toilet.
Oh. Maybe because someone had took a huge shit.
Have you ever been to a public bathroom at a national park?
The worst possible time.
Yeah, it smells horrible.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I get it now.
Yeah, I mean, you don't always.
Jimmy, you still in there?
Yeah. Didn't he use his hands to throw water up?
My phone fell in a shitty public. I mean, literally a full of shit public toilet.
Did you get it?
I did. I thought about it. I thought about walking away from a cell phone.
What was that? What was that movie? That Indian movie where the kid jumps in the air, he has to hide in the fucking toilet. Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, that is
Trainspotting.
Yeah. You were the original Slumdog Millionaire.
I have a friend who he's my age, but his dad was also they were separated, divorced, whatever. So his dad picked him and his brother up, and they were driving to Disney World, and they stopped at like a rest stop where they were like Porta Johns only.
Oh yeah.
And his dad took a dump, and like, this is like 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Back his when entire billfold with all the money for the trip falls into a Port-a-John. So he takes his kid by the ankles and low.
80s, baby.
Yeah.
It was the 80s.
Hell yeah. Man, it was different back then.
It was. Cool.
Seven question it. He's just like, yeah, grab my ankles. I got this.
Come on. 73.
Oh, no, come on. Yeah. This is happening once a year now.
Yeah, we're just listing dates now.
Seven times it happened. What do you want?
Yeah, but between 90. Well, why was the first one 27 years and now he's getting it every year?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
The Transformer. I'm not counting that one. Six times.
Yeah.
Electricity hits a box of electricity.
Yeah, and a Transformer is full of water. So it's like, of course it hit that. Yeah.
That's a robot in disguise.
Yeah.
So in 73, Sullivan's out on patrol. He sees a storm cloud and lightning coming. And according to him,
you're on patrol in the National Park. This one's on you, dude.
Why is he outside?
This is where I start to
get a little bit. He should have a boatmobile.
You were defending him for so long. Yeah,
fool me five times.
I don't know at what point you say.
Strike me once, shame on me. Strike me seven times.
Which is, you know what's also interesting is that like he lives in the Southeast and there are six states still to this day that have never had a fatal lightning strike.
Oh, like if you gotta name these, who, what are they? I bet they got lots of other problems.
No, they're not places you want to live. It's like
that's what
like
I'm saying.
Idaho.
They're like they got it bad enough. They're like, don't even fucking.
I'm just saying. That's right. Nobody reports this.
Idaho is not anywhere near the south.
No, it's not. That's the upper west. It's
not. I'm saying that these places have no fatal lightning strikes. If I got struck by lightning 4 or 5 times, mm-hmm. I'd be like, there. I'm moving to whatever once. State has the once. Least yeah. amount of lightning strikes.
Once.
Yeah.
Once. If I got struck once.
If you got attacked by a shark once,
yeah.
I'm you're leaving not, Australia. You're not, you're yeah. leaving the beach. Yeah. You're not like, whatever. Yeah. Can't happen to me twice. And then it happens to you twice. Like, it was just bad luck. They bit my leg off. I'm going to keep some of these hands.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I get struck once, I'm moving to a city.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it happens in the cities.
No,
because there's big things.
Yes, right.
Big metal things.
1976, he got struck again. The one before that, he actually saw the lightning strike him. And then on 1977.
Is it all sneak attacks before?
Now.
It's right there. It's Thor's hammer behind you.
I think the thing that is important here is that over time, as every time he got struck, slowly people started to pull away from him because he began to believe that God did not want him on earth. Like there was some malevolent force that wanted to kill him. And as he started to believe that and the strikes kept happening, the people around him started to believe that.
It makes sense, right?
I mean, would you hang out with a guy that was prone to being struck by lightning?
Once is bad luck. 3 times something's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Six?
Six, I'm a superhero.
Yeah, right? Because like, if God wanted to kill him, he would have killed him a long time ago.
Yeah.
So now he'd just be like, I'm fucking...
Especially like with the ways it's happening. Like, he's not like... I don't know. It's not...
This is a guy that in 2022 would have 4 million TikTok followers.
Oh, yeah.
He'd
be running out there to get struck. Yeah.
He'd be like, I'm going out to get struck by lightning again.
Yeah. This is the best bar trick of all time.
Yeah. Yes. But he just grew up in the wrong time.
Yep.
Man.
That's the sadder part of the story.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it gets
sadder.
That
there was no TikTok back then? Oh.
Because no one wanted to hang out with this guy.
Brutal. Have I been struck by lightning? No one told me.
Nine times.
Yeah, weird.
Like on a sunny day.
Here's the thing that I will say about this story that's weird to me. Because if you listen to Roy Sullivan, you can find him talking about.
He got albums. Stuff.
He doesn't have albums, but he has interviews.
Okay.
He just sounds like your pawpaw. Like he just sounds like you're like this old Southern guy. And it's just it's very, if he's lying, which there's witnesses in the Guinness Book of World Records is like, and they're pretty strict about their. So it's hard to imagine him lying. And then you hear this part where like his last lightning strike, he was fishing and a bear had like grabbed his fishing line. And he fought the bear off, and they were like, does that happen a lot? And he's like, it's happened 23 times in my life.
Oh, no.
He claims to have fought off like 23 bears.
It was a different time. There's more bears.
The thing I will say, though, like, if people in his life were pulling away from him, like, why would you keep up the lie?
Right, yeah. Unless that was the whole point to begin with, that I don't want those people here.
I want to live a life alone in the Shenandoah National Park.
Yeah. Right? Oh, wow. Like a Scooby-Doo type of villain.
He's a real John Muir. Like,
Yeah.
Real red herring, that guy.
I mean.
And there was one guy who was like, how many times have you been struck by lightning? And he's like, 6. And he's like, I mean, I'm cool with that. And he's like, I also fought off 23 bears. And yeah, that's like, oh, fuck. You had me at 23 bears.
Yeah, he just makes up anything that'll make people leave him alone.
Well, there was a British soldier in the 1800s named Walter Summerford who was struck 4 times, documented. Mm-hmm. He was eventually laid to rest. And the weird thing is that...
Did you say the time period? I'm sorry.
1800s.
1800s. Okay.
But his tombstone was also struck by lightning.
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
And it's like broken. It's like busted up.
Whether that's true or not, and there's some people say this is just all lore and mythology, but his tombstone really did break. But Sullivan was also an avid fisherman, which would put him... I love how you marked my burp.
I mean, you know what I marked. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, I mean, your odds, the odds of an average person are one in
960,000.
No. Of seven times.
But I mean,
I guess what I'm saying is like, if you're like, I chase lightning, I go up on mountaintops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, then your odds are a lot.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, you were fucking Benny Franklin.
I keep flying kites with metal attached.
But I can't explain why this guy was struck so much. I have a theory, but I can't explain it.
Does he take a supplement like colloidal silver or anything that might cause iron or metal buildup in his body?
Go on.
Yes, that's all I had.
I also think it has to do, he
eats fish.
He eats fish.
There's a huge mercury content in fish.
And silver. Shenandoah National Park has an incredible silver ore base. There's like one of his favorite places to fish was Silver Lake, which is like the water has a high like concentration of silver. Like, I almost think if the whole thing with the Southeast is not just about the location and the
that is a big mining community.
It's a big mining community.
Huge mining community.
Yeah.
And we don't ever really talk about it, although we did when we had Julia, what was her name? Julia Desmond.
Desmond,
talked about the water in Wilmington. There's a lot of minerals. Like, these are old mountains. They've been deteriorating for a long time.
The oldest mountains.
Not all of them. Most of our water sources are just impounded rivers. I mean, in Raleigh, all of our water is from lakes, which is just rivers. And so eventually, like, all that mineral and metal just ends up in our bodies a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe we all just conduct electricity a little better down here. You guys are in silence right now.
Because it's true. That's because it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's kind of the... I know it's called conspiracy, but I'm like, no, that just sounds like science.
that just sounds like truth.
Yeah, his doctor would be like, you should stop eating fish.
Yeah.
If they do. Yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah. Okay, good. Solved.
Done. We did it.
We solved Rory Sullivan.
Well, then I can close the laptop. Yeah,
poor dude, though. That sucks.
Pour another beer. My credit card is across the street. So life's good. Yeah.
That is because you mentioned her, like, in the fact that it happens in the Southeast, but then it's like, we're not even, I mean, hurricanes, they kind of come with lightning, but I feel like you would expect like Tornado Alley.
Right.
Comes with more like kind of storm fronts almost in the traditional.
What's sense. Tornado Alley? Remind
like the Midwest. Midwest.
Straight down the center.
Yeah. We're Hurricane Alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody, if you're listening in Florida, you're safe during.
Yes.
Ian. Ian, what a.
Why do we want Florida to be safe?
We want the people to be safe, but not the state.
I'm just kidding. I'm from Florida. I love you.
Wash the COVID away.
I hope my
friends had to cancel a party because of the hurricane. So I just want you to know
I love you, Florida.
Well, it's like Cat 4 and it's going to hit Tampa and I'm supposed to play there in December. So I hope it's still.
Yeah.
So selfish.
Well, I was just gonna say, like, what a hope. I hope
Side Splitters in Tampa makes it through Hurricane Ian because I got a gig there in December.
Yeah, I gotta do stuff.
I tell you what, I mean, when tornadoes hit my house here in Raleigh, my neighbor, they didn't hit my house, they hit my neighborhood. We lost a fence. The people it was very localized. I mean, the tornado.
It was crazy, It was a straight line through Raleigh. Yeah.
And
when that was
2000. I don't know the year.
It was a while ago. But most people in Raleigh just had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you're trying to like explain it to people and they don't
Yeah, you'd have to travel to go notice that. Like, I think it was, what was it? It was like a diagonal line across the city, and unless you were getting out of your house.
I was here in 2008.
It might have been 2012. Does that sound right?
I don't know. I don't remember the year, but
yeah, that sounds a little better. Because I would have. I was here in 08 and I moved away, and I came back.
I don't. Here's a way to think about it. So, like, the person three doors down from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hurricane came down and it took out our fence.
2011.
Destroyed the woman's house behind me. Didn't destroy it, but she
had damage. Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
But the house behind her was destroyed. Mm. And then it went down and ripped through woods. And then there was another cul-de-sac nearby that got wasted. But four doors down from me, this person, like, when all the kind of dust had settled, we're out without power. She's like, "Hey, I know everything's crazy right now, but my green recycling bin is missing, if anybody's seen it." And I was like, "Are you fucking serious? You
dumb idiot."
Like, that's in her mind, like, "I haven't seen this." Yeah, and I'm like,
so funny.
People fucking lost their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what do you fucking want?
Yeah, you're like, "Do you have a blue tarp?" She's like, "Do you have a green bin?" I need to cover my house so the rain doesn't come in.
Somebody said, like,
"My car's gone."
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, "Yeah, why don't you just walk around? There's thousands of bins just strewn everywhere. Yeah. Just grab one." Yeah. And then that she never responded.
Yeah.
So
there was one in Richmond when I was growing up. It ripped through a Walmart in Fredericksburg.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Petersburg. But it was that same kind of thing. It was that weird isolation.
It's weird isolation.
That we don't see.
Yeah.
Like, we see that kind of extreme weather, but it's so different than. But yeah, but like I was saying, like, you see Tornado Alley, things like that. Like, it's weird that we get more lightning strikes.
Yeah.
It's got to be because of. It's got to be because of minerals.
That's.
It's got to be that we're all a little charged.
I'd also be curious to know. So my house, we had it tested for radon, and we're so close to the granite or whatever. There's a lot of radon in the area, so we had a radon mitigation thing. I wonder if there's more radon in our area due to the mineral content, and I wonder if the minerals are closer to the surface, and that causes more lightning strikes as well.
Yeah.
Because radon is from, it's granite, and it causes radiation from the granite.
And I want to be clear to people listening who just heard what Shane said and think, that sounds incredibly minuscule.
Mm.
Like, go to the CDC website, stuff I read.
Yeah.
Like, they say hoop earrings, like large metallic earrings, rings, metallic rings, like more likely to be struck by lightning than not.
And do more people wear those in the South?
No, but we may not need to. Well, maybe they do.
I don't know.
I mean, I have a rod in my leg.
No, but
when I broke it.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Where it's like with
titanium.
No, that's not. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think titanium.
You have vibranium in your leg.
I have vibranium.
You're what?
I have unobtainium.
You're the Black Panther.
wait, what was that called?
Oh, that was. God, what was that called?
That was vibranium.
I said vibranium.
Yeah, vibranium. You're talking the Avatar, which is a
unobtainium.
Callback. Yeah,
unobtainium. Yeah.
That made me lose all hope in that movie. I was like, you named it this shit? As you fucking idiot. You can go with a better name than unobtainium. You're obtaining it, you dumbass. I hated that so much.
Yeah, no.
This podcast is sponsored by Avatar 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Sound face of whatever water coming out.
Exactly.
I had a point.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's about hoop earrings.
Oh, yes.
It's about, oh, no, I lost it.
I'm sorry.
More people in the South wear hoop earrings?
Yeah, I think that, if you read the statistics on shark attacks, they basically say, yes, you can be attacked by a shark if you don't swim at these hours and you don't wear shiny objects.
Like hoop earrings, yes.
Yeah. Like, no, it does.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, don't swim at dusk and don't wear
It's like
shiny.
A fishing lure.
Yeah, it is. And so I think that this is solved.
Are you more likely to get struck by lightning or attacked by a shark?
Ooh, probably a shark, right? Got
to
be a shark.
No, you're less likely to be attacked by a shark.
So you're more likely
first
to get struck
time.
By lightning.
Now, once you've been attacked by a shark once, you're going to be attacked
seven times.
They've tasted your.
They have a hive mind.
If you don't leave the water, you will be attacked a lot more. More than likely.
Shit. Yeah. Okay, well, what, that was a one-off. That was once. But I'm not done swimming.
I'm not, I'm going to stay
the last day of vacation. I'm not getting out of the water yet.
Yeah, no, you're more likely.
Would you rather be attacked by a shark or struck by lightning?
Lightning.
I think shark.
Really? Because you could punch a shark, but you can't punch lightning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shane's final thought. That's right.
I mean, yeah, but you do, 90% of lightning strikes are non-fatal. Probably most shark bites are non-fatal.
Right, yeah. You lose an arm and then you become a famous Instagram surfer.
Well, whole thing. Yeah, but okay. All right. I guess it depends where you are, because like for us, like I don't think there's big like crazy sharks on like in the Outer Banks.
No. It's
like maybe like once a year.
No, it's mainly like lemon sharks and like tiger sharks and things like that. Yeah.
You don't really see like great whites and shit until you get out to like Australia.
Yeah.
You guys are so wrong.
No, sorry. We're so right.
I think it's 2-1.
Yeah, we win.
Science isn't a democracy. Yeah.
No.
2022. Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Collaborate.
And listen. Great whites with a brand new conspiracy.
Great whites are just phenomenal monster eating machines.
Yes. Mm.
The temperature of the water in North Carolina during the summer when you and I are there is too warm for great whites. The food is further offshore. Mm. In the wintertime, North Carolina is a hotbed for great white sharks.
But you're not going to swim.
Yeah, but you're not in the water.
Well, that's not what you said. I mean,
okay, we're obviously talking about like the times that you would be in the environment.
Man, you know what's crazy is if you're out in a rainstorm, you're more likely with lightning. You're more likely to get struck by lightning. But what if I'm not out there then? But that's not what I'm saying. You got to be out there.
I thought that's
okay. You're saying that in North Carolina we have sharks that are not likely to kill you. They're bite you, nurse shark or
nurse lemon tiger. Right. They're all bitch sharks.
I just think that people in Australia aren't pussies and they swim year round when the water's cold.
It's winter here. It's summer there. We just think they're swimming in the cold weather, but it's opposite.
No, I think the water's colder there.
Oh, it definitely.
But I think there is, yes, and I think that means there's a higher density of sharks per capita.
Yeah.
There's a higher density where sharks
and
people
if Australia water was minerals and sharks were lightning.
Yeah.
It's more.
I'm still going to go with shark bite over lightning.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I think I could survive a shark bite.
I just had a dumb thought. That cold water shark is like boot season for sharks because it's like they're just going after feet.
Final thoughts.
You're probably right.
Final thought, shark bite or lightning strike?
No.
I think you're right about shark bite. I think, you know what? Yeah, I think this is
one
of those things.
That's a unanimous shark bite. Yeah, sharks. For science democracy in 2022. Yeah,
and we have a lot of Patreon sharks.
We are huge at the shark demographic.
We are. We really are. And Spotify breaks it down, which is cool. I love the analytics. Here's the thing. I understand that this guy was he's just a guy doing his job. But at some point when you're like, I got this rash, I should get this checked out. The doctor would be like, you got to stop drinking because this rash is actually a sign that your liver is failing. Or
is
something.
That what that is?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So like at some point, the guy's got to be like, why do I keep getting struck by lightning? I should go to a doctor and have a blood panel and get it checked out. Obviously, he's a man from the olden days, and they didn't do that.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I think it's probably going to happen. It's never going to happen again because people aren't, one, we know that there's mercury and silver and all these chemicals in fish. You're not going to be fishing that much and eating that much fish because thanks to doctors, we've been told not to. It's just a different time. I think another thing we don't hear about is spontaneous combustion. That's one that used to be huge. People just burn up in their chair and they'd always be like, how the hell did that happen?
They did.
People that's used what it was. And now we let them go. But it's because people drank so much that like their doctor wasn't like, yeah, you're an alcoholic and your body's full of alcohol and you smoke cigarettes. One day you might drop that on you while you're passed out and you might burn up. But now we have doctors.
Is that really why it happened?
Mm-hmm. There's a whole post on Reddit recently about, like, why have we not heard about this recently? It's because actually people have become healthier, and we know that you shouldn't hold a cigarette, especially if you're someone that's an alcoholic.
We stopped holding a flammable object near our alcohol-soaked bodies.
Yeah, basically. Well, weird how that works out, right? It's like, oh, you
thank God for vapes.
Exactly, yeah, until the battery explodes.
I was pumping gas one time, and a woman, I don't know if she was homeless, but she had that look, and she came to ask for money and smoking a cigarette, and I was like, she's like, hey, can I ask you a question? And I was like, can you put that cigarette out first? And she was like, I'm sorry, I'm addicted. I know I shouldn't smoke. Like, yeah, I don't care if you health. Smoke.
Yeah.
I'm fucking pumping gas. I don't all I care about.
But yeah, I think it's just an environmental factor that we're more aware of now. And unfortunately, like, it makes for a fun story, but I don't think it's ever going to happen again for someone to get struck that much. Yeah. Like, if they figured out, like, if someone won the lottery that many times, they'd be like, we should get this guy a blood panel. Find out what's attracting money to this guy.
I'm going to move on to Brent here in a second, but we're going to talk about the lottery. We've talked about it before, but there's some weird stuff going on in the lottery where, like, a couple of brothers have won the lottery now four times.
Oh, yeah. Just half. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll come back to that.
Also, where I bought beer, they've got a lot of $1,000 winners on the scratch-offs. I'm like, how do you have so many $1,000?
You see that Make Millions documentary?
Yeah, yes. That was wild too.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of thing.
We'll have you back on to talk about lottery.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, you got a final thought before we bounce out of here?
Yeah, I think I'd rather be bitten by a shark than struck by lightning.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're 6'7".
Yeah. Yeah, punch it.
You think I don't eat a lot of fish.
I can't swim.
I think that's the thing. I don't eat a lot of fish, but I am a very, very good swimmer, and I enjoy the water. So
nice.
I've more mentally prepped myself for punching a shark than like drowning a dog.
You stay out of high places generally. Yeah.
Are you a night swimmer? Do you swim at night in the ocean?
Not regularly.
Yeah.
A couple times. I'm more of a,
is that scary to you?
No, I've done it many times. Surfed at night. It's fine.
Yeah, sir.
But it is different, and it's definitely. Yeah.
I love a good lake swim.
Ooh, hell no. Not me, man. Get the fuck out.
Oh, in a lake?
I would not do a lake at night.
What?
Hell no.
Why not?
What's going to happen?
Death. Someone's going to grab you, pull you under.
What?
In the muck.
What lakes are you going to?
Camp Crystal Lake.
That was
Silver Lake.
Yeah,
wearing a magnet.
I grew
your
up
head?
In a Serial Killer Alley in
the Pacific Northwest.
It was, yeah. Yeah, you never knew what was gonna happen.
Man, I hate to get out of here. This has been so much
been
fun.
Been, yeah. Love having you, Brent.
Love having our patrons.
Come back anytime you guys invite me and I'm in town.
Hell yeah.
Well, listen, if you've never seen Brent Blakeney do comedy, you're missing out. Please do. He'll be on the road. Tell people again where they can find you, follow you.
Yeah, if you're just checking out the Patreon, I don't know when this one's coming out.
This one's tomorrow. Yeah,
tomorrow.
These are all call forwards. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
yeah, so if you're listening, tomorrow when this comes out, September 28th, I'll be in Mooresville, North Carolina. And then the weekend, I'll be in Greenville, South Carolina. And I encourage you, if you're listening in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Cary, Greensboro, Wilmington area, to come to Mystic Distillery in Durham on October 7th.
Hell yeah.
Myself and my good friend, Last Comic Standing winner, John Reap, are doing a recording. Video special recording. And come check that out.
Hell yeah.
Excellent. Well, man, this has been super fun. It's also been... Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Brent Blakeney.
Hell yeah, peace.